Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth using a variety of very unique meditation techniques. So I encourage you to be open-minded as you try some of these techniques, because you never know what will work for you. And each series, this is a 7-part week-long series, I offer a challenge, and you can find out about that challenge in our free private Facebook group that's over at my website at sipandom.com. Just go to this week's meditation series so you can find all the meditations, a link to join the free private Facebook group, all the references, and everything I refer to in this week's series. Just go to the podcast section and you'll see all the podcasts I've ever created there. This happens to be episode 783, almost 800 meditations. Well, as you explore this week's series, which is confidence mindset, you'll be guided using a chakra technique in this meditation. Now, don't be afraid of that word, chakras. Chakras are, you could think of them as energy centers throughout your body, and it's where you harbor emotions and your feelings about different events and experiences that you've had in your life. And I like to think of chakras as my inner guidance system. And so I tap into it, and I can notice where I'm needing a little bit of support. It could be something that triggered an emotional response, something that happened throughout the day that triggered that response. And so I'll notice where I'm kind of feeling this, and then I think about what chakra this location is, and that helps me to understand better and to process the emotion in a much better way. So in today's meditation, you'll be guided using your first chakra. Now, as always, you can do this meditation without doing the meditation technique, but I encourage you to challenge yourself and just see how it goes for you. And in yesterday's meditation, we focused on an object in front of us. And this was an object that could give you inspiration and hope or joy or gratitude or love. Maybe it was a rock that you found when you were with someone that you love, or a seashell from a beach vacation that was the best vacation ever. Or maybe it's a photo of a loved one or a beautiful vista there in front of you as you meditate. Whatever it is, just keep that in mind as you do this meditation today. Now, if there's nothing really inspiring in front of you, maybe you're at an airport and you prefer to keep your eyes closed, then just close your eyes and visualize something that's meaningful to you as you do this meditation. So we'll be focusing on a chakra, and as I mentioned, you can just simply do the meditation without the chakra part. So let's get you a little bit focused on this week's topic, which is confidence mindset. I want to share some information with you to help you along your way to becoming your most confident. So this will be on my website for this week's confidence meditation series, the resource that I'm referring to today, which is from Time Magazine, and it's How to Be More Confident, 5 research-backed methods And they talk about how confidence is something we all have. Even if you're suffering from low self-esteem, you still have the capacity, no matter what your situation is, to become more confident. One of the best ways to instill confidence in yourself and also in others around you, if you want them to feel more confident, is to create rituals. And that's exactly what you're doing as you're seated here or standing or walking as you listen to this meditation. So any ritual you do helps to create a pattern in your brain, and this gives you comfort and confidence as well, because you honor yourself when you partake in a ritual. And anytime you're spending time honoring yourself, you start to enjoy yourself a little more, and this naturally leads to confidence. Well, there's also some information here about how you can create confidence by accumulating small wins. So in yesterday's meditation, we talked about how it's important to praise the effort, not necessarily the result, but just praise yourself for the effort, for even trying something. Even if you didn't succeed, at least you tried. If you always praise yourself for the effort, then you just can't go wrong. Well, some Olympic athletes train in a particular way that's solely designed to help them build confidence, not necessarily to help their skill set or to build muscle or to be faster or stronger or more fit. It's designed specifically to help them gain confidence. And this is by becoming addicted in a way to having little wins. And you can train yourself to do this. You can train yourself to start to crave these little wins. I know this because if you're a person who likes to have a checklist, and maybe a checklist of to-dos or something you want to achieve, and each time you achieve something, you check it off and you feel a source of accomplishment, then you'll appreciate this research. So what they discovered is that in Olympic training, Daniel Chambliss tracked the techniques used by USA Swimming to get its athletes ready to compete in the Olympic Games. One of the common threads in this training was to focus on a series of small wins in training rather than on the larger goal of winning a medal. As Chambliss summarized it, the swimmers found their challenges in small things: working on a better start this week, polishing up their backstroke technique next week, planning how to pace their swim. And as a result, they got the satisfaction of very definable minor achievements, which in turn gave them the confidence to attempt more small wins each and every day. And that's one of the main reasons that I encourage you to sit down and meditate every day, even for just a few minutes, even just to sit just for a few minutes and close your eyes and start to notice your breath. And then maybe the next day, focus on calming different areas of your body. And then maybe the next day, try a breathing technique. And then maybe the next day, pull in a mudra. Just take it step by step and give yourself these small wins, because it can take a while to feel a sense of accomplishment in your body, to really feel it. And so this will be your challenge for this week, to start to give yourself small wins, praising yourself for just the effort, and creating a ritual with meditation just as you're doing. So now let's guide you through today's meditation. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable wherever you are. Hopefully you're somewhere where you're not likely to be interrupted. could use some pillows to cushion your body, especially if you're seated on the floor and your legs have a tendency to fall asleep. Just pile a few pillows underneath your legs and knees and put one under your hips, because this is going to roll your hips forward to take the pressure off your back. Now begin to relax the different areas of your body. Close your eyes gently and just keep them slightly elevated. This is going to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach, let it hang out. You instantly create stillness and relaxation in your body when you let your stomach muscles relax, not sucking them in. Relax your chest. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your throat and your neck. Soften your jaw. Relax your face. Beautiful. Notice any remaining areas of tension in your body and see about breathing into those areas, feeling them expand as you release tension. Very nice. Just breathe and expand those areas. Even a thought that just won't seem to go away. Just see if you can breathe into that thought and envision it becoming expansive. Notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath soft. Anytime your mind is distracted, bring it back to your breath. Now bring your thoughts to your first chakra, which is right at the base of your tailbone. So right where you're sitting, the base of your tailbone, your coccyx area. This is where you feel grounded and rooted. It's all about believing in yourself and confidence. Feeling deeply interconnected with your environment, with those around you. The element, not surprising, is earth. So as you're grounding yourself, if you're seated or standing, visualize yourself deeply rooted and connected to the earth. Represents all those inner qualities you have. That's your true nature, your unique essence. Bring some of those qualities to mind. Now you can open your eyes, and as you look at your token or whatever's inspiring you that you're looking at right now, just let yourself gaze at your token of inspiration. And if you're somewhere where you don't have anything inspiring to look at the moment, just keep your eyes closed and visualize yourself in some place inspiring, some place that makes you feel deeply connected. As you gaze, if your eyes are open, as you gaze at your token, feel with each inhale, feel more and more connected to this object, taking in its inspiration. And as you exhale, share your gratitude, your energy, your appreciation for this object that inspires you. This is a beautiful meditation to do with someone you love, and to stare and gaze at each other to do this together. As you gaze at this object or this person, take on their strength, their inspiration, their beautiful qualities. And as you exhale, send your best back to them. Your gratitude, your love. Gazing gently at the object or the person, feeling rooted and connected and confident in your first chakra. Continue this meditation, releasing the technique whenever it feels right for you. If your mind wanders, bring it back to this technique to refocus your thoughts. Always end your meditation on a high note. Meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.